The Avodah Raham writes and others as well that the reason we learn from Megillas Rus on Shavuos is because of the Geirus experience that we see from Rus, which parallels the Geirus experience of Klal Yisrael at Mamer Har Sinai. The Gemara in Krisos tells us on Daf Tes that the basic technical components of Geirus we learn from the Sinai experience, Mila, Tvila, Hartzah Stam, bringing a Korban, but the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin indicates that there are certain other elements of what leads up to the Geirus, the actual formal Geirus, that we learn from the exchange between Rus and Naomi. So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, beginning on Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, about 10 lines on the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan, Ger Shabbat Liskayer, Bizman Azeh, Omer Lo Mar Yisrael Shabbat Liskayer. So if a Ger comes and expresses interest in conversion, we ask him if he's aware of what he's getting himself into. Is the Adeish Yisrael Bizman Azeh, Devuyim, Dechufim, Schufim, Meturafim, Bisur and Barmalayim, it's not easy to be a Jew. And Omer Yodan, Yveni Kedayim, Kabbalan Osam Miad, Umodin Osam Mitzvah, Mrs. Kalas, Mrs. Mrs. Chamurus, we inform him of a smattering of easy mitzvahs and difficult mitzvahs, etc. Then the Gemara tells us, Amim Zayin, Amim Beis, about halfway down of the two dots. However, once we have that conversation, Ein Marbim Alev Ein Medaktikim Alev, we don't ask too much, we don't make too many demands. Amir Belazer, Mikra, what's the source for that? Tuxiv, Vateriki Misametzas, Hilalecha, Sitava, Dechdala, Deber Elah. So Naomi sees that Rus is insistent that she wants to come back with Naomi. And she doesn't try to discourage her any further. Amr la asulan tchum Shabbos, basher telech elech, asulan yichah, basher telin elin, v'chulei. Vaterek imes hametzes. Fine. And then she doesn't bother anymore. She accepts the fact that Ruth is interested in continuing. So the psukim and the way the Gemara understands the psukim seem to indicate that Rus wasn't Megayer yet, and now she's been Megayer coming back with Naomi. So that's a major machlokas. How do you read the psuk at the beginning of Megillas Rus? There's a lengthy tshuva that sits Eliezer, Chelek Yizayin Simen Mem Beis, Chelek Yizayin Simen Beis, where he goes through the Mar Mekomas on this topic, that anyway, he slices it, there are difficulties in just reading the psukim. That if you assume that Rus and Orpah were Megayer prior to marrying Machlon and Kilion, so then what's this whole conversation between Rus and Naomi the second time around? She's already Jewish. And if they're already Megayer before, so how's Naomi trying to discourage them? If they're already Jewish, so she's being Machshel them in going back to not being observant anymore. And on the other side, if they were Megayer earlier, then Machlon and Kilion marry non-Jewish women, so have a few of the psukim do sound like that, but that's a little bit difficult to understand. And if they were Megayer earlier, then what's the whole interchange between Boaz and this pseudo-Yibum and the Geula? So she wasn't even Jewish when she was married to Machlon and Kilion. So anyway, it's like that there's a certain tension among the Mefarshim. We see both approaches. If you take a look here in the Mar Mekomos, let's see, we have Rus, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yubayz. Shovna v'nosai lechna, ki zakanti miyos li'ish, ki amarti yesh li sekva, gama isi halayla li'ish, v'gam yaladati vanim. Says Rashi, ki zakanti miyos li'ish. She'nasei lo v'olid banim, v'tinasei lehem, she'enim asirum lochem, v'enchem asirus lehem, v'shem eishes achiv shalai v'lamo, she'en zakuk li'abam, l'fi, Shelo hayu lemachlan v'kilyon kedushin behem shenachios hayu v'lo nisgayru. So Rashi says they weren't yet megayer v'achshav hein bos nisgayer, and only now after Machlan Kilyon already deceased is there a discussion of geirus. So Rashi says pretty explicitly there was no geirus before, and they were nachrios pshutan kimashman. There's a medrash rabba that says this as well. And then if you look on the next sheet, there's Ibn Ezra, the beginning of Megillas Rus, Perek Aleph, Pasuk, this is Pasuk Dalet.
Yeah, you got Pasuk Dalet, but it doesn't look like there's any Ibn Ezra on Pasuk Dalet. It has Beis, and then it goes over to the next page.
That's like the one
Yes. Okay, thank you. Yeah. V'lo yitachin shiyichu machlon v'kilyo in elu hanashim ashen iskayru va'ed elamavi el elohel. So it can't be that Machlon v'kilyon would have married these women if they weren't previously megayer. After all, Machlon v'kilyon were tzaddikim. Can't be that Rus and Orpah were megayer yet. But then the problem is, if they were megayer, so what's this whole conversation between Naomi and Rus? So the Bach tries to address this. The Bach has a sefer on Megillas Ruth called Meshiv Nefesh. And the kind of middle ground suggestion that he makes is that maybe the Geirus of Ruth and Naomi initially was some kind of a Bidi-Evah Geirus, along the lines of the way the Rambam presents the Geirus of the wives of Shlomo and Shimshon. The Rambam, you have in Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, beginning with Talach Yudalit, second to last page of the Mar Mekomos. Al Yeladav Kosh Shimshon Mashiach Yisrael Shlomo Melch Yisrael Shenikra Yidid Hashem Nasin Hashem Nachri Yisbukiyus. And even though the Pashim Shalom Sukkim sounds like they marry non-Jewish wives, can't be. El Asoda Dover Kachu Shemitzvah Nachona Kishiyavu Hagero Giyavu Gayer Bokin Achrav Shemim Beglal Mama Shiital Obishvil Sarava Shiyiskala. So we have to look into the motivation. Vim isha bokin achrav shema inav nasim isha Yehudis. Vim isha he bokin shema inav nasim bebachar bebachar Yisrael. Im lo nimsa lam ila, if we don't find any other cause, any ulterior motivation, then modina san kovid al Torah, v'tarach sheyesh basiyasa, alam beirasas kadei sheyifroshu, to encourage them to have second thoughts. V'chulei. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Tesvav, Lefikach lo kiblu bezdin gerim kol yimei Dov v'Shlomo, that the official Bat Din didn't accept gerim during the time of Dov v'Shlomo, b'yimei Dov v'Shemim in Apachu Chazru, b'yimei Shlomo Shemim v'Shvela Malchus, v'atov v'agdola, gdula shayu b'Yisrael Chazru. We were concerned about ulterior motivations. Nevertheless, Avapika and Hayu Gerim Harbi Miskari May Dov v'Shlomo b'fnei Hayotos, there were unofficial, unlicensed Bat Din that were doing gerim anyway. So the Bati Din were suspicious of the status of these Giyurim. Even though we passed in Yavamas Kaftal and Mabes, the third page on the Mar Mekomos, that even if someone converts for ulterior motivations, Bidi Evet Kulam Geirim Heim, nevertheless, there is some suspicion about the status of these Giyurim B'mei Davi V'Shlomo, and there is some period in which they waited Ashitira Acharisa. That's very questionable exactly what the Rambam means. It sounds like the Geirus was good, but it wasn't fully good, and they waited to see what would happen. So the Rambam is difficult to understand. But Moshe suggests, I'm sorry?
Maybe it means that if they see that they took it seriously of 10 years,
right,
then initially they also...
Right, but then the problem is, the Rambam continues in Halacha Yitzayin, that afilu chazav avad akum harayu ki yisrael mumar shekidusha kedusha, and even if they end up worshipping avad azara, they're still good Jews. So the wives of Shimshon Shlomo did worship Avodah Zarah, and nevertheless they were still Jewish. So Moshe suggests in, I think it's Chelek Gimel Yerideya Siman Kovches, Chelek Gimel Kovches, if not then it's Kovav Kovzayin, one of the Shuvahs there, that, well, maybe there was a certain period in which there is skepticism. And if it was determined that they really were worshipping Avodah Zarah soon afterwards, so that would be an indication that the Geirus wasn't a good Geirus. Presumably there's no proper Kabbalah Samitzos. If it's much later, then that's really causing Lusura. So that was the case of Neshe Shlomo, that initially they really weren't worshipping Avodah Zarah. So that indicated that the Geirus, Bidi Evid, was a good Geirus. But it still shouldn't have happened because in the end they ended up worshiping Avodah Zarah anyway, but they were still halachically Jewish because it was only sometime later, but it shouldn't have been done to begin with. Various other ways of understanding the Rambam, but there is a certain difficulty there. So the Baf says, same thing by Machlon Akoyan. They're Megayer, Nomi, they're Megayer, Rus, and Orpa, Be Bezin, Shalayota, so to speak, or maybe no Bezin at all, because what Bezin was there in Moab? So it was definitely not Elechachila, but it may have been Kasher anyway. And then there's a certain reaffirmation that takes place where Ruth indicates that it really was Lishma or is now Lishma, and that's this conversation. It's not a real Gavis, a real Gavis took place earlier, but there's a certain reaffirmation of that which was accepted beforehand. So whatever actually happened between Ruth and Ami, the Gemara does understand that this conversation is a model for the conversation that has to take place between a Beis Din and a prospective Gerus prior to Gavis. And there are conflicting indications, or both of them are correct, as to whether the orientation as part of this process is one of Dechia or one of Kiruv. Because on the one hand, the Gemara says that you have to disabuse them of any misimpressions they may have about Judaism, that it's not so easy, there's anti-Semitism, and it's not going to be so simple, and there are mitzvot, kalos, and chamuros. And beforehand, the Gemara says, if you mechal Shabbos, no one cares, and now that's the Chiyus Gila. If you chayav, no one cares, and now that's the Chiyus Karis. So you have to tell them they should understand what they're getting into. On the other hand, Vatiriki Misametzes, you don't push too much if they know what they're getting, if they understand what they want to do and are going to proceed anyway. So there is this famous notion of being Docha a prospective Ger three times. I think everyone knows that. Doesn't appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Where does that come from? That's actually a Medrash Rabba right here in Megillas Rus. Says the Medrash. Perek Beis, Os Yud Zayin. Where is it here? Mm-hmm. At the top.
First column.
Oh, there we go. Shovda b'nosai lechna. Shmuel ben Nachmini b'shem Yudah and Rabbi Chanina b'gimel mekamos k'siv kan shovna. K'nega gimel pa'amim shedochin es ager. So the three shovnas indicate that you have to be docha a prospective ger three times. V'metriach yosim ikam mekabel osai. If he's still interested after the three dechias, we are mekabel him. So again, this doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. The Rokeach quotes it. Somehow people commonly think this is the most important halacha in Hilchos Geirus, but again, it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. What does appear in Shulchan Aruch is the Gemara in Yevamos, that even if there's no formal dechiyah of three times, there is an orientation to make sure the ger knows what he or she is getting into. Why is that? So what the Gemara seems to indicate over here, I'm in Zion, I'm in Bays. About 15 lines down. The Gemara says, my time, why is it that we give them this whole education? The Parish Nifrash, to allow them the option of backing out. The Amr of Kalba, Kashim Gerim Lisa Kisapachas. That gerim are difficult, like a sapachas, like a tsaras. Dechsev, v'rova, gerolayim, and ispichu al beis Yaakov. So here we have a machlokas Rishonim. Is this kisapachas, the difficulty of sapachas, because it's something wrong with the gerim or something wrong with us? If you look at Rashi here, Rashi writes, the amar mar kashim gerim liyisol kisapachas, lashon sapachas, sha'ofsim aseyim harishonim. They're still connected to their original lifestyle. The Le'edim Yisrael Mehem, and that's going to be a negative influence on the born Jews, or you're going to rely on what they're doing and somehow passing erroneously based on what the Gerim are doing, which is based on previous things that they were used to and not reflective of normative halacha. So because there is this concern that Ofsim Asim Rishonim, somehow it's going to be a bad influence, that's why Kashim Geirim Kisa Pachas.
Isn't the Pachas the Erev?
Ah, yes. Yeah, so some, exactly. Right. So you take a look at Tosis here. Good. Kashim Geirim Yisrael Kisa Pachas. The Tosis writes, Lefish ain bekiyin b'dikduke mitzvos, Rishonim made me maseyim. Maseches nida perish kuntris, od loshen acham, Rishonim the Kol Yisrael Ravens Ebezeh. So that's fascinating. The Rashi there quotes a daya that Rashi disagrees with, that the reason for Kashim Geirim Kisapachas is because of Arvus. Every Jew is responsible for the actions of another Jew, so if we're going to create a situation where there's a higher likelihood of being Nichshal and Averos, or just adding more people that I'm responsible for, so then you're making it more difficult for everyone else who's already Jewish, because not only are they responsible for all the born Jews, but they're going to be responsible for new people coming into the system. And then Rashi rejects that. The kashya perik elin emarim mashma shelo hayu arvin al gerim. That's not so pasha, because maybe arvus doesn't apply to gerim. The lo kashya hasam arvus shel erivav. So there's no arvus for the erivav. So maybe there's no arvus for gerim. Now that's interesting, because if there's no, that's the reason Rashi and Tosfos reject that daya. If there's no arvus for gerim, then a ger couldn't be a shliach tzibur. And we pass the fashion shulchan aruch that a ger can be a shliach tzibur, or a ger couldn't be mosi yu and megillah. And Pasha says that they could. So Rashi and Tosfos seem to assume that there's no arvus for gerim, which would have significant halacha l'maaseh repercussions that are not reflected in shulchan aruch. So that's just a curiosity. The odia shalomar. The kashim gerim liyisrael lefishem is arvin behem the ein shchina shara el al mishpachas miyuchasa shem yisrael fine the yesh befarshim lefishem yoser huzer yisrael gerim veinuchol lizar mi onasan, because there's so many lavin associated with the nasa ger, the ger are wonderful people, but it's making things more difficult for us because now we have to be extra careful not to offend them. Okay. The Beis Yosef quotes a Masmag, a different reason for this orientation of Dechiyah, which is quoted by the Shach and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Beis Hamaches, here there, Siman Beis Hamaches, that we're concerned. If you're not going to tell them the mitzvah kalas chamurus, you're not going to tell them everything they're getting into, so maybe they'll buyer's remorse. They'll be megayer, and then they'll say, oh, I didn't realize what is expected of me, I never would have been megayer. So it's not so clear in the smag what the therefore is. So I would never be megayer, and therefore the gerus is no good, because it's like a mech of dos. Could you say something to think about gerus? Gerus done under false pretenses of the ger isn't good? Or is it that, no, the Geirus is a good Geirus, but Lemaisa, he's going to be over a Veirus now because he didn't realize how difficult it was, and we're responsible for creating a situation where he's going to be over a Veirus, like what Minchas Elazar writes, the Munkacher, Chelek Dalet, I think, Samiches, around, that even though you get the impression with the Gemara over here that you just have a civil conversation with the ger, and you 5 minutes later he decides he wants to be Jewish, and then you regire him, doesn't work that way. They have to know how to live as an observant Jew, because otherwise you're mashal them, and all the others are going to do when you regire them, because they don't know what they're doing. In principle, they want to be Jewish and they want to keep business. They have to know what that means. Otherwise, you're going to be over and lift neither. So the smag probably means something along those lines, that if you're going to be megayer them and they don't realize what they're going to get into, then they're going to end up being nechshel in a lot of averos, and we don't want that responsibility. Fine. The Bach thinks that the Gemara's requirement of hadas mitzas kalas and mitzas chamuros is reflective of the balance between the dechiyah and the kiruv. So we tell him about the mitzvos chamuros, so he understands that it's difficult to be Jewish. There are a lot of things you have to be careful about. And we tell him about the mitzvos kalos to realize that not everything's so difficult. There are some easy mitzvos or things that you can do without so much effort. And we tell him about schar v'onesh to realize that even though there is onesh, there's also schar. So it's a balance between the easy things, the hard things, So you have the whole perspective, and we're not totally discouraging him. We're showing him that there are things that are easier as well. The Meiri takes a different approach. He thinks that even the Hodas Mitzvahs Kalos is to discourage him, because the way he writes it is, I'll read you a line. Maybe I won't read your line. Do I have it here? No, I don't see it. Okay. Meiri writes that someone coming from a non-Jewish background is not used to being governed by a system that tells you how to conduct yourself in every detail of your life. So if you want to be Jewish, you have to realize that there is Netilas Yadayim Shel Shachris, and you have to tie your shoe a certain way and put on your shoes a certain way, and everything that you do 24 hours a day is governed by halacha. So someone coming from a totally different mentality may find that disturbing or unsettling, that it's not just you go to shul on Shabbos and do whatever you want the rest of the week. Halacha governs every minute of our life. So even the mitzvahs kalos, even the things that seem to be easy, are not necessarily so easy. So the Meiri thinks that both the mitzvahs kalos and the mitzvahs chamuros are to indicate the difficulty of being Jewish. And then the Meiri says that's why we also talk about lekha shechopeya, the mitzvahs of tzedakah, because non-Jews are not used to giving so much tzedakah, so they have to realize that if they're becoming Jewish, there's certain tzedakah requirements as well. I think nowadays the notion of charity in the world at large is much more ubiquitous, but I guess in the past it was a Jewish concept. Okay. If you look in the Medrash Rus that we just saw, right after the Medrash tells us about the requirement of Dechiyah three times, there is the corollary in the other direction. Again, back in Osi Zion in the Medrash, Amar B'Yitzchak, Bachutz lo yilin ger, lo'olam yehei adam docha b'smal mekar b'yamin. That when it comes to interacting with a prospective ger, so even though you are docha b'smol, you have to be mekarev b'yamin as well. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara indicates that Timna, who ended up being the Pilegesh of Eliphaz, was interested in being Megayer, and the Avos were punished for not being Megayer. And that's why we ended up having Timna become the Pilegesh of Eliphaz, and Amale came from that relationship. And the Gemara sees that as a taina on the Avos, that Timna was sincerely interested in being Megayer, and the Avos pushed her away inappropriately, and because of that, Klal Yisrael forever were punished. So that's the balance, that on the one hand there is a notion of Dechiyah, but if you see that something is really serious, then you have to be misyaches to that request. There's a tshuva of Elio Gutmacher, Yerodea Simen Pei Zion, where he thinks that if you have a choice, you're not sure where to go. Bez Din has a perspective, Gerak Yaris, and there's no clear indication that the Geiris is for ulterior motivation, but the Bezdin is 100% sure whether the motivation is really sincere. So he thinks better err on the side of being Megayer such a person, as long as there's no indication at the moment that there is a red flag, because that's what you seem to learn from the Avos and Timna, that presumably the Avos had a legitimate reason for being concerned that maybe she wasn't sincere. Nevertheless, when ultimately Klal Yisrael, she was sincere, there was a taina on the Avos for not being Megayer. And some say that this idea of being the tzaddik to prospective Gerim is included in the mitzvah of Avas Ager. Pashup Shad, Avas Ager applies to someone who's a Megayer. But if you look in Rabbi Ruchim Fischel Perlo's commentary on the Sadiq on Sefer Mitzvahs, Essay Yates, he quotes Mar Mekomos that maybe it's subsumed under Avas Hager, to be nistake to a serious individual is interested in Mimugayer, that may be Akim and Avasager. And there's a Tosar Rush that sounds that way as well. Tosar Rush in the end of Paragraph Blessed Demila is bothered by the Nusach HaBracha that the Gemara there suggests of Asher Kedushah Mitzvah Tzivanu Lama Lesagerim. So Asher Kedushah Mitzvah Tzivanu Lama Lesagerim sounds like there's a mitzvah of Mila Sager. What's the mitzvah of Mila Sager? It's not one of the Taryag. So he writes, Tosar Rush, the end of Blessed Demila, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, Kinitz Tavinu Lehov Esagerim, the Efshar Lios Ger Blo Mila. So there's a mitzvah of Esager, and you can't be a ger unless you go through the formal requirements of gerus, and mila is one of the requirements. So that's a kim and avas ager. That's the asher kedushah mitzvah v'tzivan olam asagerim, because there's avas ager, and you can't be over a ger unless you have a ger. You can't be a ger unless you have mila. That's the Tosar Rush. Tosar Rush Shabbos Kuflam and Zayin. And others suggest, Rav Gedalia Schwartz quotes Shel Rav Fushlema, that there's a Rav Yehuda Gershuni, who wrote a sefer called Safayich, who quotes from the Tashbetz in the Zohar Rakia, that maybe this is Bechlal Avas Hashem. But just like the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah Asay Gimel, that Avram Avinu, quoting a sefrei, that Avram Avinu reflected or demonstrated as Avas Hashem by trying to bring as an efesh shishir asu b'charan everyone tachas kan for yashchina. So the lashon of the medrash is v'yahavtes Hashem alakecha avaso alabrios ka Avram avicha kinyan shenamar v'as an efesh shishir asu b'charan v'as min nefesh shishir asu b'charan v'lo im miskansim kol bay olam livros yitush echad v'lahachnis bo neshama einam yecholim. So everyone gets together, you can't even make a mosquito. So what does it mean? Nefesh Hashir Asu B'charan. He wasn't making golems. El Malam Shei Avram Avinu Megayram U'Machnisam Tachas Kanfei Yeshchina. So Avram Avinu probably did have the Sefer Yitzira, but that's not what the Medrash says. That it means they were Megayr them U'Machnisam Tachas Kanfei Yeshchina. So that could be the imperative to be Mesiaches to people who are sincerely interested in being Megayr, maybe based on that mitzvah of Avas Hashem as well.
Sure.